Hey guys, property search, think Gladfish. I'm Brett Leggerwood and this is Property Rant. So today, question from Glenn, how do we get discounts, okay? So what we mean by discount, just if you don't know, if the developer's list price is that and they're selling for that, you can go along and ask for a discount. So you go along and say, right, I want that property, how much are you gonna give it to me for? Or can I buy it for, you know, 2%, 3%, 5%, 10%, 20% left? And the developer will then make a decision, or the sales agent will make a decision based on that, and perhaps they go away and they'll think about it. So, but what we're able to as a business, and our business model is we can get substantial discounts against what you as an individual can get, okay? Now, in some cases, the developer may only need to sell one, so there's not really an advantage or much of an advantage there, so the discount will be less that we'll be able to get. And look, it varies with the market and a whole range of things. I'm not going to go into what affects the discounts and what sort of percentage discounts and all that in this. I just want to talk generally about how we get the discounts. And look, the first one is really when we go in for residential property, we go in and try and get it off plan. Now, owner occupiers, they want to see, they want to touch, they want to feel what it's like to live there. So generally, once the property is built or it's nearing completion or there's a show home up, then owner occupiers will be able to move in and bid. But before that, the developer wants to get his funding secure, okay? So, you know, what they want to do is they want to sell to investors, and normally that's investors will buy that. They'll buy at one price and the developer will put the price up incrementally over time until completion, and then investors have made. So that's actually a really good strategy for off plan. Works very well. But so getting in early, okay, sales targets, you know, they may have to sell 10 units a month and they've only sold 5 units. They come along to someone like me and say, Brett, would you like to buy 5? And I'll do this for you, okay? And then we negotiate it based on that. Also, financial year end, they may have just, you know, been short of their target. Can you do 20 or can you buy a block? Or some developers will want to sell 40% of the properties off market or off plan before they begin building on site. Yeah, so they know they've got a viable site. So they come along to someone like that and say, hey, can we give you this block? We take that block and then we sell it off to individual investors at an enhanced price, okay? So that's the first thing, plus bulk sales. Look, if we're gonna come along and buy 20, we're gonna get a better deal than you who wants to buy one from a developer, all right? And that is, you know, that is fundamentally a lot of what we do. The ease of process, because we have pre-vetted investors that we've already spoken to, we know where their situation at, perhaps we've already got mortgage, you know, finance in place for them, they've spoken to a broker, so we know that once they're in and they're gonna have to go through to completion, all right? Plus things like, you know, we're not selling flipping because flipping is bad for a developer. It may be good for an investor, but all of a sudden if you get people buying here and here and here, and then the price ends up being here, and then all these people begin to flip here, the price drops, and then their product is devalued, okay, from value's point of view. Speed, okay? We can get things done a lot quicker because we've got professional solicitors, professional brokers, professional people who are used to doing this, who have already read through the contracts once so they can, you know, if they already know one contract, the contract is the same or very similar on every single apartment, let's say, then things can happen a lot quicker. So speed works in our favor as well. But by far, I find the most important one of all, besides all the other reasons there is for getting a discount, is because of relationships, okay? A lot of the developers that we work with, we've been working with for many years, okay? We've been going for over 12 years now, and in that 12 years, all right, we've built up relationships. And so for instance, with say Barclay Group, every single month we're selling property for them. Every single year we're selling property for them. You know, and that begins to add up over time to where the point where, you know, we're their first point of call when they need to shift stock, okay? And you know, that's a great relationship to have. And that's the relationship, what I call a developer partner, where they, when they need to shift some stock, they come to us and say, Brett, you know, can we get rid of this? Can we do this? You know, they'll pick up the phone and they'll say, hey Brett, we've got some of these hanging around, can we shift them? All right, and that's where we get the real benefits and the real discounts from. Plus there's obviously, you know, if the market's down, you know, we've got ready around investors who are educated as opposed to emotional. Most estate agents will have emotional investors that when the market's down, they don't want to touch it, okay? So there's a lot of benefits like that. Okay guys, have a great day, live with passion.